This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. The Lok Sabha has passed the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025, negating the amendments moved by opposition. The bill was cleared by the House with 288 members voted in favour of it, while 232 members voted against the bill. The lower house held discussion over the bill for over 12 hours till late night. The Waqf Amendment Bill 2025 aims to streamline the management of Waqf properties with provisions to safeguard heritage sites and promote social welfare. The legislation also aims to improve governance by enhancing transparency in property management, streamlining coordination between Waqf boards and local authorities, and protecting stakeholders' rights. The bill also seeks to improve the economic and social status of Muslim women, particularly widows and divorced women. Replying to a debate on the bill, Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said, "Such assumption that non-Muslims will interfere in the Waqf board dealings is wrong." He said, "India is safest country for the minorities." Rejecting the allegation levelled by opposition of government being anti-minority, he said, "Narendra Modi government has taken care of even the smallest minority community like the Parsis." Mr. Rijiju said, "Removal of Waqf by user proposed is to avoid property disputes."
ये जो वक्फ बाय यूजर चलते फिरते में कोई कहता है कि एक जमाने में यहाँ मेरा बाप दादा या उस जमाने में ये जमीन को ऐसा इस्तेमाल करता था, अगर वक्फ बोर्ड कहने पर उस जमीन को उस जगह को वक्फ डिक्लेयर कर देता है तो ये कैसे हम मान सकता है? कोई प्रमाणित रूप से अगर कहे कि ये उस समय वक्फ के लिए इस्तेमाल किया गया था, सर्टिफिकेट दिखाइए, कोई डॉक्यूमेंट दिखाइए, तो फिर इसको वक्फ डिक्लेयर किया जा सकता है।
Earlier, moving the bill, the minister said it has nothing to do with the religious practice of Muslims and it only deals with the properties related to Waqf boards. He said the government wants to make the Waqf boards inclusive and secular. He also added that the legislation is not intended for the management of masjid. The minister termed this legislation a prospective, saying that it is not retrospective and not intended to confiscate anyone's property. The minister said, as per the present bill, the Waqf boards will have representations of different Muslim sects, women and non-Muslims and others. He accused the opposition of misleading people over the bill. Responding to opposition, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said the bill has been brought on after detailed deliberations by the Joint Parliamentary Committee as approved by the Cabinet. Initiating the discussion, Gaurav Gogoi of Congress accused the government of misleading the people on this bill. He said this bill is against the Constitution. Akhilesh Yadav of Samajwadi Party alleged that this bill has been brought by the government to hide its failure related to price rise, unemployment, demonetization and other issues. Participating in the discussion, Ravi Shankar Prasad of BJP said, "This country belongs to the Muslim community as much as it to the Hindus. There is no doubt in it." Krishna Prasad Teneti of TDP supported the bill. Intervening in the debate, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said, "No non-Muslim will come into the Waqf." He said there is no such provision to include any non-Muslim among those who manage the religious institutions.
Waqf mein koi gair Islamic sadasya aayega hi nahi. Ye spashtata samajh lijiye. Na mutawalli gair Islamic hoga, na waqif gair Islamic hoga. Jo dharmik sansthaon ka sanchalan karte hain, उसमें कोई गैर मुस्लिम व्यक्ति रखने का प्रावधान किया भी नहीं है, हम करना भी नहीं चाहते हैं मान लो।
Mr. Shah said this is a huge misconception that this bill will interfere with the religious conduct of Muslims and interfere with the property donated by them. The House also gave approval to the Musalman Waqf Repeal Bill 2024, which repeals the Musalman Waqf Act 1923. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-nation visit to Thailand and Sri Lanka this morning. On the first leg of his tour, Mr. Modi will travel to Bangkok on a two-day visit to participate in the 6th BIMSTEC summit being hosted by Thailand. During the visit, the PM will hold bilateral talks with his Thai counterpart Petong Tan Shinawatra at Bangkok today. They will also witness the signing of several bilateral documents. Manu Bhakar will lead a 43-member Indian shooting contingent at the ISSF World Cup 2025 at Buenos Aires in Argentina beginning today. The Buenos Aires meet, which opens the 2025 ISSF World Cup, will see shooters compete in rifle, pistol and shotgun disciplines. Over 400 shooters from 45 countries are scheduled to compete at the year's first ISSF World Cup event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.